second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you there. You can interact for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their sites, ours is like a social bookmarking site, which means that you actually create the content that you see there. So when you go to freetalklive.com, the numbered items as you go down the page, those were all created by listeners just like you. So you find something online you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep. It is then voted on. And when you submit something into the show prep queue, it goes into the upcoming stories page. And the upcoming stories is where everything that's fresh on the site is posted before it is promoted from the upcoming stories page and makes it to the front page of the site. So going to that upcoming stories page is one of the most important things you can do with our site, because it helps, it allows you to cast those first initial critical votes that will help promote certain news pieces to the front page of the site. And, of course, you can still vote on the things that are on the front page as well, but it's more important to go to the upcoming stories page and try to help those stories to get off the upcoming stories page. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in that way. And, of course, if you've got something you want to post, you can post that as well. Maybe it's a YouTube video, news post, blog post, whatever you want to put there, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy, submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It makes our site so much better than it otherwise would be because of your participation in it. And actually, we're talking about one of those sort of similar sites. CNN has a site that's very similar in that aspect, in that they have this iReport site where they let you go and submit news to CNN, and then there's some sort of algorithm or voting process. I'm not sure how they do it, but certain things get promoted up. And I guess it goes by views, because right now our friend Adamo Freeman from copblock.org, who's facing 21 years in prison for recording his conversations with government bureaucrats, his story on iReport is currently the number two story of all time on iReport. We've linked to it on our Facebook and Twitter. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. You can find the link there and retweet that or repost it on your Facebook and share that with your friends to help promote what's happening with the demo and help get the word out even more so about what's happening. Hopefully we'll be able to get some real, mainstream media coverage of what's going on with him.
I think that's almost a foregone conclusion at this point.
Well, I don't know, Mark. It seems like these mainstream media sources don't want to cover this story. Remember, CNN iReport is not CNN. It is their user component of their site. So will this translate over to CNN? Will this translate over to other mainstream media? The only way it can is if we show enough support for this kind of user story to where CNN decides that, wow, this is really bringing us a lot of traffic. Maybe we should report on this officially. Because it seems like when it comes to the crushing of reporters' freedoms, if it's not within their organization, they just don't care about it. And that's all that we're talking about here is a demo from copblock.org was doing a report on the police attacking a young man, a police officer attacking a man in a high school cafeteria, slamming his head off of a table, just trying to get answers from bureaucrats about that, recorded some phone calls that he had with those bureaucrats, and now he's facing felony wiretapping charges for it. Let's talk to Blaine, listening on his Android in Kansas. Blaine, you're on Free Talk Live.
I worked at a call center for about 2 years for two different wireless companies, and we were under the expectation that every call that we had was recorded, regardless, for quality purposes. And I just think it's outrageous that these public officials that are unelected can't even be recorded on the phone. And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, guys.
I'm with you, sir. Thank you for the call tonight. By the way, if you want to see the video footage, Mark, you checked it out during one of the breaks last hour. I forgot to mention on air where you can see this. Probably the easiest link is to go to copblock.org/freeademo. It's all one word. So free ADEMO, copblock.org/freeademo. And that video has been posted there. It will show you the scene in the cafeteria where the police officer. Look, the kid was talking back to the cop. No doubt about it. High school students.
Could you hear the audio? I mean, like, it could have been anything could have been said during this conversation.
I don't care what he said. I don't care if he told him not to eat him. I don't know. I don't I don't recall, Mark. I wasn't able to listen to that when you were listening to it, or you were listening.
I was listening, and there was a voiceover on it.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But to me, it doesn't matter. There was no excuse for the police officer to swing this young man around and slam him into
the table. Could have threatened him. There's a possibility exists. But there's, you know, what
they
I have a problem
them
with.
Afterwards.
You know, look, I don't care, man. Adamo was a reporter asking questions, and they threw him in jail. Thrown him in jail, and they want to get 21 years out of him for recording a public official without their consent. I don't know what happened with this police officer and this kid. Yeah, it looks like the police officer was rough with this kid, and I wouldn't surprise me. You know, I'm not a big fan of 17-year-old males either.
Nothing's happened, by the way, to the officer about this. He has had no any kind of punishment or stern talking to that we know of.
Right, and it is the job. It is the sacred duty of the press to hold the government responsible. That's what the founding fathers wanted. But it gets really difficult when the people in the government throw people in the press in jail for trying to hold them accountable. That's why we have freedom for the press in this country, and that's why I believe that these laws, right, the United States is ranked in the 40s as far as press freedom goes.
Didn't Abraham Lincoln throw some reporters in jail, too?
Yeah, I mean, press freedom is... I didn't say that the United States has careened down the list, either. The fact is that press freedom in this country has always been something that we've needed to work on.
I'm facing jail myself for being a member of the press. Let's go to Jeff in Norfolk, listening to WNIS. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, look, Dad would be in jail if he put his hands on him and wouldn't even need a video. He could just say, hey, my dad grabbed me and slung me around. You know,
sure.
The ladies with the clipboards, they'd be running the family, the ladies with clipboards and children. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Oh my gosh.
They don't have children because they don't like men very much.
It's crazy, you know. It's crazy. But, hey, the solution, a couple breaks ago, you were talking about the solution. It's simple. You said, what's the solution? It's open government. And, of course, you know, a couple callers, and you stole my
thunder. How do you get it? How do you actually get the open government?
Yeah, they should expect that. Come on. I expect to be recorded sitting at a stoplight, going into the bank, into my city
hall. I'm with you, man.
There's plenty of states in this union where places in this country where you can expect to be recorded anywhere by the police.
You're talking sense.
Not a stretch. I heard one of you. Sorry to interrupt you. I heard one is a stretch for them to expect to be recorded. No, they're public officials. Good Lord,
Jeff. You're talking sense. You're talking logic. How does that actually end up happening, though? Like, you've got great ideas, open government. I support it. I think most people support it. If you take a poll with folks, and most people are going to say, yeah, that's a good idea.
Obama got in office based on transparency.
Right, but it's not happening.
Transparency, behind closed doors. We can have us a government of the people, by the people, for the people, behind closed doors from the people.
But how do you get from here to open government? How do you get from here to open doors and, see-through transparency?
I'm afraid to say the real word, but we all know it, you know. To AMREV is on the way, Second Amendment Revolution.
Oh,
but,
I see what you're saying.
Look, on a side, I got a funny aside to the Virginia Beach caller. I'm a sister city in Norfolk, you know, same zip code, same area code. The clerk that was deciding some hundreds of those 700 complaints, the city clerk, there were two clerks, you know, in between the police and this citizens review panel, which we had a pilot. We had some local. I mean, it wasn't a bunch of you guys, all troublemakers and everything, good citizens, but they still couldn't get any paperwork. Like she said, we just figured that, you know, hey, what a beautiful queen. You know, I mean, the city is, you know, Virginia Beach lives on an image, and,
right, wouldn't want anyone
any
to think that there's
no
corruption here.
No problems here. Let me tell you what. Let me advise you guys. Free states, bahunkas, don't get in any trouble. You know, down here, do not come down here and get in any trouble.
I heard you, brother. It's bad everywhere.
Listen. Hey, look, the police should be paid double, a minimum of double what they get.
As long as there's half of them,
that's not going to help anything.
Tell you what, cut them by two-thirds and,
if the cops double, they should be the highest IQ. You know, you shouldn't have, not Mensa, not 132, but, you know, let's have some 120s out here on the force.
They don't like that. those cops that can think for themselves, they don't. There are actually some police departments. I know New London, Connecticut's one of them. Some police departments actually prohibit smart people from becoming cops. They actually require them to have a lower than average or, you know, average IQ. Thank you for the call.
The state department's full of very high IQ people, and that's in a corrupt agency, too.
Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it. 855-453. Fact is, power corrupts whether they're smart people or not. It's Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so head over there, enjoy those on us. We have a lot of them for you, including the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. Quick access is available there to our streams. We have three of them, different size bit rates for different size internet connections. And the software you'll need to listen to Free Talk Live is also available there at m.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
You can send and receive money online without having to pay any fees and without having anyone have access to your account. They can't freeze your account. They can't, you know, get involved and take a little bit if they if you don't allow them. It's an amazing service. They can't force chargebacks with you know, some unhappy customer that has ripped you off or whatever. You know, whatever your complaint is about these online banks, well, Bitcoins makes it impossible for anybody to be able to freeze your account or interfere with your account or whatever. You can find out more about Bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. They're like the internet's cash. It's weusecoins.org. And if you want to get some Bitcoins, you can do it through bitinstant.com. They've got more than 700,000 locations where you can deposit money, physical money in physical locations, and you know, then be able to be right about doing your Bitcoin business. It's bitinstant.com.
Let's continue with you and your calls. We're talking about police accountability, government bureaucrats being held accountable. These government bureaucrats do not like to be recorded, and they are going after our friend Ademo Freeman from copblock.org for doing just that with multiple wiretapping charges. He's facing 21 years in prison. The story is right now at FARC.com. If you look over at FARC and you scroll down, it's actually still right at the top of the page, but if you're listening to this later, it's on the Saturday version of FARC. The headline is called "Freedom of the Press Still Exists As Long as You're Not a Journalist Reporting About a Police Officer Beating Up a Handheld Kid in a High School Cafeteria."
So handcuffed.
Yeah. I don't know if he was handcuffed at that point.
What's handheld mean?
Handheld?
You said a handheld kid.
No, handcuffed kid.
Okay.
I don't think he was handcuffed, though. 105 of the, you know, it's FARC. Somebody wrote that headline. I don't know who it was. But the comments are 105 right now. So this thing's blowing up on FARC. It is getting hit all over the place. The CNN iReport version of the story is now the number two most viewed story on CNN iReport in the history of CNN iReport. So again, please share that link that you'll find at Free Talk Live's Facebook page with your friends. It's also on our Twitter.
Yep.
And help get the word out about this.
I think that the reason the story is blowing up is that there's a large sentiment that this is an unjust situation. Not only that this kid shouldn't have been treated as roughly as he should, but that a reporter shouldn't be thrown in jail for recording a telephone conversation with three government bureaucrats.
Most reasonable people would agree with you, except the police. Who
right,
apparently...
and I'm reading right here over at policemag.com. There are six comments on this story, going back about a week here, and not a single one of them is from a police officer saying, well, we should see how this turns out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's not like we shouldn't have more evidence in this case to find out what happened with this officer. Every one of them is, at the very least, deferential to the officer, but, some of them are saying that this cop-hating creep should get life in prison in a supermax facility. This is a reporter recording a conversation.
Ademo does not hate the police. In fact, I just posted Coplock 101. It's a new video that Pete has produced with Daryl Perry from Free Patriot Press. They put this out, and I posted it to freekeen.com. So you can go to freekeen, K-E-E-N-E, freekeen.com, and you can see Coplock 101, where Ademo says he doesn't hate the police. He just wants them to be held accountable for their actions. That's all. If you hold them accountable, they'll be better cops. They'll be more honest. They'll be, you know, less likely to be corrupt and hurt people. And you know,
who can complain about this?
Yeah. The
really?
Police.
Well, no.
Corrupt cops.
I mean, somebody call in and reason with me. Please explain to me why it's a bad idea to record police, public officials on public property doing the public's work. Somebody explain it to me. Because, I mean, I can see why the KGB wouldn't have want to been recorded.
Right.
I get it. I totally understand, but I don't understand why law enforcers, who largely, when I deal with them, are, you know, stand-up individuals, I don't understand why they, what it seems to be most of the time, don't want to be recorded. Now, here in New Hampshire, they've gotten used to it. But
I don't know if it's all of New Hampshire, but certainly our little corner of it.
Around the country, you see it all the time.
They might just commence a beating if they don't just steal your
take
camera.
Take a look at photography as not a crime. I mean, these stories come out day after day after day after day. I mean, they make the stories over corruptcops.com look silly. I mean, they're coming out constantly.
Yeah, let's go to the phone calls here. Your thoughts are welcome. Paul is listening to WGMD-FM in Maryland. Paul, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. I caught your radio station out of here, Rehoboth, Delaware.
Yes, sir.
I'm a 25-year police veteran, still working. And I could not agree with you guys more wholeheartedly.
Great.
Most of the guys on the street are the same way. I'm talking to police officers. But we can't say anything because our upper command is part of that political machine.
I kind of feel that way, too. It comes from the top.
If you start to speak out, there's retribution that they can get back at you. Now, the solution. Now, this guy, I'm not familiar with the case you're talking about, but this, as far as recording conversation, the country needs to look to Virginia, the state of Virginia. They have a one-party consent law. You can record a call somebody up. You can record a conversation. You do not have to tell them you're recording the conversation.
That's
Eastern
good.
Maryland is a two-party consent. Delaware is two-party consent. And it should be a new following as far as pushing this through, and maybe call it the Truth in Communications Act, where if you're not going to say anything truthful, keep your mouth shut. But if you're in a conversation with somebody, it could be recorded, and that's the way it should be. That keeps everybody honest.
I'm with you there, Paul. I want to go back to what you said, though, about the higher-ups, if you don't mind. You basically said that these people are intimidating you through the threat of retaliation about doing anything about the corruption that you know exists. But if you say that most police officers are aware of this and that they agree with you, why don't y'all just team up and take these people down?
We have unions. It doesn't make any difference. You still have they behind the scenes, they can cover things up and they can target you and go ahead and make an example of you like they're doing this with this reporter. I mean, he's not a
So do you think they would trump up some charges? Would they make some stuff up and arrest you and put you in a cage?
I don't think they can necessarily have it that easy to go that way. They don't have to do that. They can make it hard and put pressure on you and you know, do things to you that make your life miserable, make you go about your way. They don't
Third
have to
shift.
Fire you. They can just make it hard on you and just go someplace else.
It's hard when I hear that because I know that, you know, from what you're saying, you sound like a good guy. But then when I love it when cops say on one hand they're so brave and that, you know, we need to have them to protect us. But y'all aren't even willing to stand up against your oppressive superiors.
No,
isn't that sad?
We will do it if there's not one person cannot do it by themselves. I've got a couple of friends that I trust that I can put my life out on line. I know they'll be there for it. Some others don't, just like any other workplace. But it's not that easy because still, yeah, we can stand up there and hold that fort and go for the truth. And then our families, our whole lives are destroyed.
That is sad, man. I appreciate your call tonight, Paul. Keep up the good work if we can. I do appreciate all the good things you do out there. Thanks for the call tonight. Feel free to check in with us again. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free and bring up what you want at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built into the same page as the cam. And go to cam.freetalklive.com to do those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And in addition to bitcoins, which I'm a big fan of, I also really like silver. And Mark, you're with me on that one.
Yeah, I like hard assets as much as anybody. The fact is you're listening to all kinds of commercials on the radio and the TV about getting hard assets right now, specifically gold and silver. It really looks like they're poised to move upward. Now, that's my opinion, and you can take it for what it's worth. I keep an eye on it. I've certainly got gold and silver. I'm biased. No doubt. You can go and get some gold and silver at gold.freetalklive.com. Whether it's a hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, experts recommend that you have a certain amount of hard assets in your portfolio. And right now, speaking as a guy who has a few mutual funds and a couple of stocks or whatever, the rest of it's getting creamed out there. You might as well have gold because it looks like it's going to go up. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're talking about the situation where you just can't seem to hold these government bureaucrats accountable in a lot of cases, and in many ways the government bureaucrats themselves, the ones that consider themselves good folks, are afraid to do anything about the corruption that is just part and parcel of the roles that they're playing. Mark, you made a point during the break that, look, this is a criminal gang, and these people, criminal gangs are structured to where you're not going to take the Don down and his, top dogs.
It functions like a gang functions. I mean, it is it's hierarchical. It operates as a monopoly, meaning that, it does not brook competition and will do away with competition. And so, it has some of the hallmarks.
Absolutely. And our friend Ademo is currently looking at 21 years in prison for recording his interactions with government bureaucrats on the telephone. We will continue to update you on his case. Jury selection is coming up bright and early on Monday morning. A number of keen liberty activists will be carpooling out there to Manchester. It's an hour and a half drive, so we're going to get up bright and early to do this. And we'll be doing jury outreach. We'll be outreaching to all potential jurors in his case to let them know about jury nullification, their right to judge the law itself, not just the facts in the case. So if they think that this stupid wiretapping law is a terrible thing, just like I do, then they can find Ademo not guilty, even if all the facts point to him recording the call. So that's what jury nullification is about. You can go to fija.org, F-I-J-A.org, to learn more about that. So we'll
it looks like
out.
There's about a dozen what they call two-party states. The police officer who called in, I assume he's a police officer, he said he was, who called in just a few minutes ago, said that that he's lives, I think he's in Virginia and Maryland and Delaware, some of the surrounding states there, they have two-party consent laws, but everybody should look to Virginia. I would like to point out, yes, I mean, it's the one-party consent is good, but most of the country is one-party consent. There's about a dozen states that aren't. New Hampshire, Maryland, Delaware, Florida.
And in those places, people are being pretty seriously oppressed for this. Let's go to Andy listening, because how do you hold these people accountable? If you can't record their conversations without their permission, how can you possibly hold them accountable? How can people really know how these people are behaving? Because people behave differently when they know a camera is in the room. Anybody who's a camera person for a news agency or a camera person for a documentary crew will tell you that people behave differently when they know they're being recorded. So it's so important to be able to have that kind of hidden camera aspect to things. You know, I'm sure everybody has seen those, "Aid on your side. We investigate these corrupt businesses as they rip you off. We go in with our undercover cameras." And, it wouldn't make sense to go in with a camera in the open, because then the business will operate differently and they'll be on their best behavior. So it's really important. Same thing with the bureaucrats. You want to have the cameras be able to be undercover. Let's continue, though, with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE as we go to Andy listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I totally agree with what you guys are saying with open government, and I have no problem having anything I say or do recorded.
Right.
I let my wife see it, so I got no problem with that. But the problem is, I think the biggest issue is, the larger an organization comes of any kind, the better they get at protecting themselves.
Yeah.
And right now, we have runaway government, and it's just going to get bigger. So what we have to do, we have to make sure we keep government under control from a size standpoint. And those Bill of Rights, you guys are talking about the freedom of the press. Well, all those other rights, if we let those erode, you will never get them back.
They've already been eroded, man.
I'm afraid they've eroded a great deal.
Well, we got to stop. The dam hasn't broke yet, though. It might have a hole in it, but we can still. It's not as good as what it was, but we got to stop it now.
Well, it's true. We're not living under total tyranny. But if you go amendment by amendment in the Bill of Rights, you can see just how bad it's really gotten. I mean, there were only, I think, the Third Amendment is really the only one they're not regularly violating.
Yeah, there aren't any soldiers living in my house.
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. Andy, thanks for sharing that. Go ahead. Any other thoughts?
Well, the other thing is, the only way we control it really is with our vote. So people, when they vote, they've got to be careful that they're protecting the Constitution, specifically the Bill of Rights.
That's not the only way you can control it.
It's not a living, breathing document.
I agree with you on that, but I don't think that that voting is really the best way to protect it. Really, you have to, there has to be some level of involvement somewhere along the line for the average individual. Those people that are passionate about protecting the ideas of rights, because the voting has gotten us here. I mean, I ask you, between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, who am I going to vote for to protect my rights?
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to get as many like-minded people motivated to vote.
Yep. Silence is the right answer on that one, Andy. You can't vote for any of these thugs. It's just one thug leader versus another thug leader, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
I'll take Gary Johnson or Ron Paul over these guys, personally.
For sure. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But I agree with you, Mark, that there's got to be more that people can do besides check a box and hope that some politician is going to lead them to the promised land of this open, transparent government and more freedom and government being rescinded. I mean, you've got to do something more than than that. And that's why if you love the ideas of liberty, and that means that you should be free to live your life how you want, as long as you don't hurt anybody else, and you understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. If you get that, and you're willing to do something more than just check a box, go to freestateproject.org to learn about the Free State Project and to get on board and move together with people like Adamo Freeman, with people like Pete Eyre from cockblock.org, like those of us on this radio program and the over 1,000 other liberty-minded people that have already, you know, that are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We can do more because we're together. If people who love freedom are scattered about across the country, your impact will be very, very little. And so I think that once you get people together, ideas can solidify that otherwise would have been impossible to do. You know, I don't know how many of folks around the country can possibly fathom doing some of the activism we do up here. We've got, like in Keene, for instance, we've got a weekly news program that airs on the local public access channel. This is a project that takes several people, probably close to a dozen activists, to really pull off on a regular, consistent basis.
Sure.
So, you know, you've got to have not only the numbers of activists, but the numbers of people who are dedicated to one particular type of project. And so because we have those numbers, or we're beginning to get those numbers, we can do some of these things. It was suggested that we should have hundreds of people show up to Adamo's trial. Well, we're not there yet. We're not to the point where, yeah, there are 1,000 people in New Hampshire, but not everybody is on board with the same ideas of civil disobedience or
also having people whatever. Show up to the trial. I mean, you know, it's fine and it's great, but I mean, there's so many tricks that these bureaucrats will often pull. They'll change the date. They'll move the courtroom. You know, they'll do all kinds of things in order to not have people that support them. I mean, there's this band called Pussy Riot or whatever their terminology is in Russia, and there are hundreds of people showing up for this trial. The whole nation is somehow a flutter about these women. In Russia, they're not changing the courtroom court dates and stuff like that. I've seen them bring people here back to trial from Texas and then change the date. A person gets a flight, flies in here, and then has their court date changed. It's disgusting.
Nonsense. They just did it to us the other week when we drove all the way out from Keene, an hour and a half to Manchester. Yep. They changed the date on us, set it 2 days later. 855-450-FREE. You take control. Bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control here at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about government accountability, or rather the lack thereof, and how these criminal gangsters calling themselves government will stop at nothing to crush any kind of media people that are not totally within the mainstream and not towing the line. Our friend Adamo Freeman facing 21 years in prison for recording government bureaucrats, for recording his conversations with them in an attempt to hold them accountable, in an attempt to do news reporting on a situation involving a police officer slamming a young man's head into a cafeteria table after the young man was talking back to him in an incident happening at a Manchester high school.
You don't know what was being said.
I don't recall, Mark, just because it's been a while since I've seen the video, but they actually have interviews with the young men in question, and you can see that video over at copblock.org/freeademo. That's freeademo run together as one word, free, A-D-E-M-O, copblock.org/freeademo. You can see that there, and they interview those young men. It was basically a dispute between him and his sister. He'd, like, taken his sister's purse or something like that. You know how siblings can be. He'd taken his sibling's purse, and he wouldn't give it back to her. And, you know, the cop got decided to get involved.
Because we need the police involved in family matters.
And that's
like
really
that.
All it was. It wasn't like he was, you know, starting a fight with somebody or causing some sort of ruckus. And anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. The Adamo story blowing up online, and you can help that happen by retweeting or re-Facebooking, reposting over at facebook.freetalklive.com and twitter.freetalklive.com. We've posted just recently the link to the story in question on CNN's iReport that has blown up. And from what I understand, Kate, who is Adamo's girlfriend and also a blogger at copblock.org, said that she heard that the Adamo story actually made it on CNN today. Now, I don't know if that means it was actually on just the iReport site or if it actually made it to the television version of CNN, but I think they do have a segment on their channel where they kind of highlight the top stories on their iReport. And so, you know, that would be extra cool. So you can clue us in as to what you think about all this. It seems to me that it's impossible to really do anything about the police corruption situation besides try to shine as much light as possible people on it from the outside. The police themselves are frightened to death of stepping out of line and, you know, putting their administrators and their power structure in any sort of danger. Even the, you know, the supposedly good cops who know that there's corruption up the lines, they are afraid of retaliation against them and their family, so they're not going to make a move. We saw a news story. We didn't really get a chance to really dig into it, but we have it here. If we get a chance, we will, from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, talking about how the Citizens Review Board that was formed there 5 years ago has been pretty much a paper tiger. Nothing's been going on with it, and there's been some internal corruption issues and problems and, you know, real issues with this thing. So these Citizens Review Boards are generally not able to hold these police accountable, which is their purported reason to exist. So it looks like organizations like CopLock.org are really the best bet, and individuals with their video cameras and recording devices and their blogs and YouTube channels are the best solution to do any sort of accountability actions with these government people.
Well, the fact is that bloggers are breaking more and more stories. Many of the major stories these days are broken by bloggers and not by reporters.
Let's go to Clint. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Clint, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind, Clint?
Well, you know, I initially called, and I wanted to say I was a police officer for several years, and there are a lot of really good police officers out there trying to do right by their community and by society. But as I listened to the program, it just kind of amazes me how we want to get all of this media looking at the cops to find the handful of bad cops.
No, it's more than a handful,
dude. Why
don't
we get more people out there with their video cameras videotaping the drug dealers and the people that are...
Drug dealers aren't hurting anybody.
Sir?
Drug dealers aren't hurting people. They're just doing business. Why don't you leave them alone?
Okay. I mean, if that's your reaction...
And this whole line that there's only a few bad apples as far as cops is concerned is nonsense. I know cops who've told me that everybody on the entire force was corrupt. So I don't believe that crap for a moment, dude.
Well, you know, I was on there, and I knew more that were good cops than weren't, and you've got a friend that's telling you that they're all bad. Now, if he's a friend that is of your mindset, then he's going to probably...
It's not just that one guy. We've had cops who've been retired who've called this show to say the corruption rises through the ranks and that the police all the way up to the top levels are absolutely corupt in different departments. I mean, we've had different cops call over the
years. It's just anecdotal evidence, right? Like, so, you know, one guy...
That's all you're ever going to get.
Right, it's all you're going to get. Let me ask you this. Why is it okay to go after, you know, but look, police have discretion. And I guess I want to know why it is that they seem to spend so much time and energy going after, you know, people that are selling marijuana. Because the fact is, most drug arrests in this country are for marijuana, and most marijuana arrests are for possession. Why is it that they're, you know, spend all this time going after marijuana arrests, but the guy that did the murder is still running around free?
Well, because I think so often the people that know the guy that did the murder are afraid to speak up because they will be killed. You see, so it's kind of the similar thing. It's just with the bad guys. You're saying the cops are afraid of losing their jobs. Well, the citizenry is afraid of being murdered by the murderer, so they don't say anything negative against them because there will be retaliation. Our society, unfortunately, the majority are safe in their homes, and they don't know what goes on out in the street at 2 o'clock in the morning.
So don't you think that the war on drugs causes a great deal of violence, that the fact that drugs are illegal means that people are selling them on the streets, fighting over street corners, things like that, that if you allowed, say, drug stores to sell marijuana like they do cigarettes and things like that, that, you know, I mean, there's nobody killing themselves over Budweiser, but they certainly were doing that during Prohibition.
My belief is that I think most drugs should be legalized. I concur.
Excellent.
But in our society right now, they are not. Just like the gentleman in question, it was illegal for him to record. That's why he's being prosecuted.
You know, in Germany, it was illegal to be Jewish. Wait a second. We employ police officers to be brave individuals that will stand up for what's right. I think that's what people want. They don't want people that are going to enforce the law if the law is bad, in the same way the Germans probably didn't really want their police officers, German police officers, throwing Jews into jail for being Jewish, right? Like, they want people that are going to do what's right. So if you and other police officers believe that most drugs should be legal, then why don't they stand up for what's right? Why don't they join law enforcement against prohibition?
They're scared,
which has,
Mark,
like, fewer than five active duty police officers that are involved. I mean, it seems like all these brave individuals are really concerned about their jobs and not so concerned about doing what's just.
Mm. Well, I think they do make those statements through their vote to the people that they empower in government.
Voting is not a statement. When you vote for a politician, no one has any idea what the reason why you voted was. Plenty of people vote because the politician is perceived as the lesser of two evils. Some people vote because it's a one-issue thing where they really like his position on one issue. But whatever it is, when you cast a vote, the politician thinks you just love everything he does. They don't know what the reason was that you cast a vote. So that's a cop-out, and Mark's absolutely right. The fact is the police are afraid. We've asked them these questions before, and the honest ones will say, it's because I'm afraid of retaliation. I'm afraid of what they'll do to me if I join law enforcement against prohibition. Like, I'm glad, Clint, that you think that drugs should be legalized. So you really should consider going to leap.cc.
He's retired or
law enforcement.
Left the job.
Oh, if you are retired, then it's no problem. No skin off your back to join law enforcement against prohibition. That's most of their cops there are retired former cops. Anyway, but the active duty cops are too afraid to do it. They're afraid of what the police administrators are going to do to them, maybe take them off the day shift, put them on the night shift, kill them on any sort of overtime possibilities, or who knows, maybe something even more severe, possibly threaten them in some sort of in some way.
So real quick, Clint,
it's cowardice.
You said that Adamo broke the law. My question is, how much time should a reporter do for recording a government bureaucrat who didn't necessarily know they were being recorded?
I don't know the statutes. I don't know what they should be. I personally think that that people should be allowed to be recorded, but that isn't the law, and it's unfortunate that people are going to have to stand up, and activists, as your friend, is going to have to do to get some laws changed. But you know, I'm going to tell you, there are plenty of police officers that know who the bad guys are, who the killers are, who the thieves are, and they have to follow the law to find them and bring them to justice. Believe
Clint,
me,
if you
we
were, I get what you're saying.
And we could go out and kill them all.
I understand you're frustrated by the system and all the rights that people have. I get that. Let's say you were told that you needed to go arrest a man on a warrant for wiretapping, like our friend Adamo, and he was recording people, government bureaucrats, without their permission. Would you arrest him?
If he was breaking the law and I was told to enforce the law,
it's a shame.
I would have to,
you should be courageous and refuse to do the wrong thing and instead do the right thing, Clint. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Cowards. Cops are cowards. 855-450-FREE in a lot of ways. Maybe they're courageous in other ways, but
they'll throw themselves in front of bullets for you.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.